Jackson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this country has enemies on various levels. Just has come out that Iran, which is a terror state, designated as a terror state, very close to building a nuclear weapon itself, it somehow slipped through the cracks. It was wrong. And it will be an instrument of jihad for Iran, the worst instrument you can imagine. And now it turns out that it has put out bounties for the assassination of some American officials. They put out a bounty for the assassination of John Bolton. He's a former head of the NSA and also former Secretary of the United Nations and a conservative in the Trump administration, although he left the administration on bad terms because he turned on Trump at the end. And Crooked Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, he has a $1 million bounty on him. Now, within us, within the family, I have very low regard for Mike Pompeo and for John Bolton. And I have a personal relationship with John Bolton because I went to school with him and we overlapped for 3 years. And I'll tell you about that. But they're Americans. They serve in American administration. Any foreign adversary that wants to kill them, we must kill first. We will stand up for our government. We are not going to put up with this. We're not going to put up with this. The assassin that they initially hired is a guy named Shahram Pourasafi, Shahram Pourasafi. He's a member of the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard. Sadly, the statute that they're looking at him for, and by the way, he's at large, and I want to tell you about that. The statute only provides for a maximum 10-year sentence for being hired interstate to in one state to kill somebody in another state. I don't know why it's not attempted murder, and it would be under state law. These are the federal statutes. How about the states getting involved in this? And they increase it if the guy is hired in one country to kill somebody in another country. So you could say federally, this guy was technically hired in Iran because he's a member of the Iran Islamic Revolutionary Guard to kill somebody in the United States. But Jake Sullivan, the NSA director, gave a statement on television. He said, we informed Iran that we will retaliate if they attempt something like this. We will retaliate. John Bolton was a year behind me in college. We were both members as students of the Connecticut Intercollegiate Student Legislature. That's where I went to school. And it was sort of like a boys' state for college kids. And we drafted legislation. It was a lot of fun. I was the state chairman, and he was the head of our college delegation. You think of him as a bushy little walrus type of guy. Well, he didn't have a mustache back then, but he was absolutely as buttoned down and kind of weird and strange and conservative then when he was 18, 19, 20, 21, as he is right now. Didn't surprise me to see him go to the extreme right or the extreme right when he got into politics. Now, let me say something else. Shahram Pourasafi, we had a undercover agent offer to commit the assassination to kind of lure him into a case against him. And just so you know, and nobody listening to this would ever do this, but if you go into a bar somewhere and you say, you know, I'd like to pay 10 grand to somebody to kill so-and-so, the odds are overwhelming that the guy that comes forward will be an undercover cop. It's overwhelming. Never do it. It's immoral. But not only is it immoral, people have this covered. It never gets secret. They will get you. But what kills me is that Shahram Pourasafi apparently got suspicious and disappeared. And he's in the United States right now at large. And he has been promised 500 grand to kill John Bolton and $1 million to kill Mike Pompeo. Now, I have a question. The minute that it was clear he was going to do this, why was he not executed? Why did not a member of the CIA or the FBI simply meet with him and take him out? Now, you may think that's extreme. I'm going to tell you something, and I hope you read this. I have written several novels. My most recent novel is called Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, Milwaukee Jihad. And it was published, it came out in January, but it anticipated a lot of this. And in it, a small committee self-selected of the Congress meet and decide to authorize a woman who is a top CIA agent to use deadly force when necessary outside of the judicial process. And I enjoyed writing it. It's an interesting account. If in our democratic structure, what happens if we have adversaries that are so lethal, and they could be cartel members, they could be Islamist terrorists, jihadist terrorists, that when you try to go through the process and arrest them, witnesses get killed along the way, jurors get either killed or threatened, people get suspicious and disappear, and we have them around the country right now. What would happen if a top agent, a woman, got into this and didn't wait for judicial process? So Milwaukee Jihad, J-I-H-A-D, a lot of history in it. And it's available wherever you want to get it, Amazon, anywhere else. But I think you'll find it interesting. And you'll see the effects of what would happen in the United States if we did, even though we're a democracy, even though we're a vibrant capitalist democracy, that occasionally, if you have a guy like Shahram Pourzafi saying he's going to kill two people of a presidential administration, then he gets cold feet and disappears where you're trying to, quote, develop a case, end quote, or, quote, you know, tape him to get many admissions. What would happen if Audrey Knapp, who is the CIA agent described in this novel, had met with him, and the answer that Shahram Pourzafi would have been carried out on a stretcher? So, Milwaukee Jihad by me, Matt Flynn. I get it. I think you'll enjoy it. If you enjoy the history on this show and the discussions and all of this, what would happen in a kind of a counter history if we in the United States, in a very extreme case, very limited case, decided to not let the Shahram Pourzafis escape? Going to break. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.